That was tough. Like I said, you know, our guys fought really hard, you know, and also proud of them. And, you know, again, we came back from a deficit and we were down 14 there in the first quarter, and the guys fought back, and we just kept fighting and kept working hard and gave ourselves a chance. And, you know, we just got to finish. We got to work on finishing and you know, making the plays there at the end.
It seemed like the second half, it was hard to get the ball to Pryor. Did they need to adjust?
I think, I mean, they did a good job, obviously, all day with Terrell, and he was playing well. But we were running the ball so effectively. You know, I think we wanted to stick to the run game and keep doing that. And you know, Crow was having a great day, and Duke, and our offensive line did a great job up front. We were running the ball really well, and that was, I think, one of our game plan there in the second half, that we just wanted to keep running it and keep getting those big chunk plays in the run game.
Is this just a reminder you can't turn it over?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, and that's... It's something that, you know, I have to learn from, and you know, it hurts. You know, I just, you know, I put everything I have into this. You know, I fight so hard, and you know, that situation there, it's got to be better, and that was on me. You know, and I gotta give him a better ball, and you know, you can't turn the ball over in that situation. But like I said, you know, it just goes with finishing. You know, we played so well all day, and then we just got to finish when we have our chance at the end.
Cody, did you have a view at all of the Duke Johnson fumble? Out of the pile with the ball?
Yeah, I mean, from my where I was standing, what I saw was Duke was running, and I didn't know he fumbled at first. I kind of looked away, getting ready to see what the next play was, and then looked back, and I saw a bunch of guys jumping on the ball, and then within half a second, Duke stood up and held it up in his hand, and I think the ref was still trying to find out where the ball was, and Duke was yelling, you know, hey, I got it right here, it's right here, and unfortunately, you know, the call didn't go our way, but yeah, I mean, that was unfortunate.
On the interception of Pryor, is it still a matter of getting used to his speed, or did you not put the ball where you wanted it?
Yeah, I got to put a little more in front of him, and he ran a great route, and he got himself open, and like I said, that's just on me, you know, and I got to time that up better with him and get it out in front. But yeah, I mean, that's nothing. He did a great job. The guys played really well all day, the whole offense. But that's on me, and I got to be better there.
But you guys had your third starting center in 3 days. Mm. It seemed like Ryder played. Well.
Played great, yeah.
What do you think of how he did, and then disappointed seeing him go down?
Yeah, it was. He played awesome. Man, that kid's awesome. His spirit all week, the way he just stepped in and was so excited, and you know, we stayed after every day and got extra snaps and did extra things, and he got used to my calls and different calls I made, and he did great. He played as hard, you know, as someone could in that situation. That's tough, and he came in and played great, and you know, it was really unfortunate there at the end because. He's just a kid that doesn't know any better. He just comes in and works. And that's you know, what you love as a quarterback, your center is doing that. And, you know, so he played a great game, and it's just unfortunate what happened there at the end.
Did you get a chance at all to talk to Robert Griffin this week? Maybe, you know, get some encouragement from him? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Robert's been great with me the whole time since he's been out. And then obviously when Josh went down, both of them have been awesome. But, you know, Robert was just, you know, giving me pointers here and there. And, hey, you know, it's going to be loud here, and this situation might be a little bit louder. And, what to expect from them on defense and what they do well, what they don't do well, different things like that. But he's been great this whole process, even since last week when I became the starter. He's been great, you know, helping me out.
We haven't seen Malcolm Johnson carry the ball until that one unfortunate play. How often did you guys practice with him?
Yeah, I mean, Malcolm would get in there at practice and get carries, but, you know, I think, you know, Crow was a little banged up and Duke was a little banged up at that point, so Malcolm came in and you know, he made a great run and just, you know, unfortunate turn there. But no, he plays. He does so much, you know, that doesn't get recognized, you know, as a fullback. And he's a great player, you know, and he helps me a ton too. And I have a ton of confidence in him, and he has a ton of confidence in me. And it was just unfortunate, you know, the situation happened, and that's on them. They got a good job. They got a hand on the ball. But Malcolm is you know, a great player, and he does a great job.
Was this game how different was it for you your second time around?
Yeah, I think obviously it started a little better. I was a little more comfortable coming out there and knowing what to expect. And, you know, it hurts as bad as the last one, you know, and that it just hurts. And, you know, I love this team, and they've been great to me, and they've kind of welcomed me with open arms these last 2 weeks. And, you know, I care so much about these guys and the city and everything. That's why, you know, it really hurts me because I put everything I can into that, and as does everyone else on the team. You know, these guys are awesome, and there's no one else I'd rather be playing with. But I think that's why it hurts, you know, and you see the guys that get so upset at the end because, you know, we work so hard and we just got to do a better job of finishing and you know, we got to eliminate those mistakes.
Cody, you can see that Terrell was call on the Duke Johnson fumble recovery. You know, he's such a passionate guy.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell how upset he was after the game?
Yeah, I think we all were on that call, you know, unfortunately. But, you know, that was a call that was made, and there's nothing we could do about it, so we just had to move on. And, you know, Terrell is a great player. You know, he really is, and he's helped me out a ton. And he just loves the game. You know, he loves to compete, and he's just a true competitor. And, I mean, yeah, you can get, you know, a little emotional here and there, but that's what you love in a guy. You know, he loves the game, and he wants to win, you know, as bad as the next guy. And he really just puts everything he has into it. But, you know, I think that just shows the type of player he is. You know, he puts everything he has on the field.
Thank you.